Joseph Hendry, who would later become chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, argued that while a ban on the Mark I systems was an attractive possibility, the technology was so widely accepted by the industry and regulatory officials that reversal of this hallowed policy, particularly at this time, could well be the end of nuclear power. Once again, politics and profits trumped safety, because nuclear power generation accounts for nearly 20% of U.S. energy needs. Costs for plants, as currently planned, could top $1.6 trillion. Chris Carrington, writing for Canada's Center for Research on Globalization, asked why General Electric, which, with TEPCO, jointly operated the Fukushima facility, was not being held accountable for unsafe U.S. reactors or the Fukushima meltdown. "Here's one possibility," he noted. Jeffrey Immelt is the head of GE. He is also the head of the United States Economic Advisory Board. He was invited to join the board personally by President Obama in 2009 and took over as head in 2011 when former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker stepped down in February 2011, just a month before the earthquake and tsunami that devastated Fukushima. There is no way that Immelt doesn't know about all the warnings his company was given about the design flaws of the Mark I. "And if he knows, the government knows," said Carrington. He said Obama must have known that the radiation from Fukushima is worse than it would have been had the reactors used at the plant been of a different design, but considered that GE cannot afford a corporate lawsuit, and neither can the Obama administration. It wouldn't be pretty if a senior advisor to the president was hauled through the courts. There's a chance it would not just be GE that went down in the wake of such a case. It should also be noted that a year after the Fukushima meltdown, TEPCO was taken over by the Japanese government, as the company was unable to pay for the damage and repair of the reactors, with this cost estimated as high as $250 billion. Under Japanese law, the companies supporting Fukushima, including suppliers like GE, Hitachi, and Toshiba, are exempt from liability. According to a report by Greenpeace International, nuclear suppliers, including GE, Toshiba, and Hitachi, are involved in the decontamination and decommissioning at Fukushima and are profiting from it. Governments have created a system that protects the profits of companies, while those who suffer from nuclear disasters end up paying the costs, states the Greenpeace website. The ongoing disaster at Fukushima has had some effect on public opinion, energizing nuclear opponents and even winning over a few formerly pro-nuclear politicians. Naoto Kan, Japan's prime minister during the meltdown, explained how he came to oppose nuclear power while still in office.